Malik Willis completed 12 of 20 passes and took 7 sacks in Thursday's joint practice against the New York Giants, the roughest charted day of his Miami camp and the only live work his week contained because he never took a snap in Saturday's 26-3 loss at Hard Rock Stadium. Alain Poupart at Dolphins on SI kept the book on Thursday. 8 of the 12 completions went to backs and tight ends, with Devon Akane catching 4. The interception went to Giants corner Paulson Adebo on a rollout left and might have been an 80-yard pick 6, and the best throw of the day came late, an escape from pressure to hit Tutu Atwell across the middle. The sacks were not all his to own. Poupart counted 8 by the Giants across Miami's quarterbacks, with the tackles losing repeatedly to Abdul Carter. And the day came wrapped in roughly 6 separate altercations, opened by Carter's open-handed shot to Patrick Paul's face mask. Tackle Austin Jackson, just back from an injury absence, struggled in Poupart's account and then got benched by his own staff after throwing a wild slap at Carter's face. The defense salvaged some of the afternoon. Rookie linebacker Jacob Rodriguez intercepted a pass, and Matthew Butler sacked Jackson Dart. Saturday's game extended the bruise without the starters. Willis, Quinn Ewers, Akane, Malik Washington, Zach Sealer, Jordan Brooks, Josh Uche, and Juju Brents all sat, per Poupart's snap count review. Ewers is down with a groin injury, per Dolphins on SI, so third quarterback Cam Miller started, and Miami managed 3 first downs and 87 yards in the first half by the Giants' own sights accounting, from Dan Salamone, while Jameis Winston picked at the reserves for 15 of 21 and 150 yards and ran in a score. The Dolphins' points, all 3 of them, came on a 53-yard Riley Patterson field goal. On Miller, the beat split, and the split is worth keeping intact. Poupart called it a difficult outing behind receivers who gave him little, and wrote that the game exposed a major backup QB issue if Ewers doesn't get his form back, while Brian Miller at Fin Fanatic listed the quarterback among his winners, crediting pocket awareness completely absent in Week 1. Jeff Hafley skipped the quarterback debate and indicted the operation, per Brian Miller's account. The details aren't good enough right now. There are some guys that we are going to count on for depth. Then the receipts. We have a false start backed up. Then we have a wide receiver hold back up. Then we have a fumbled snap on 3rd and 4. Then we have an illegal gunner rep and we have to repunt. The evening produced real roster movement anyway. Rookie receiver Kevin Coleman Jr. was the night's one unambiguous winner, with multiple catches including a 30-yarder that also drew a pass interference flag. Looked like an NFL player, per Mike Oliva at Dolphins Talk, who now expects him on the 53. Inside linebacker Jackson Woodard chased the ball and tackled in space all night in Brian Miller's telling, and linebacker Steven Dix Jr. lived a stranger story. Signed Friday, he played 34 defensive snaps Saturday, with Hafley admitting, "He had to give the call, then we had to tell him what to do on every single play," per Poupart. On the other side of the bubble, Atwell dropped 2 catchable passes and has Brian Miller questioning his roster spot, and Jalen Wright's fumble added to a running ball security file. The secondary added a body midweek too. Corner Giante McMillan claimed off waivers from Indianapolis, with Nick McLeod released, per the team's transaction wire. One genuine piece of good news arrived on the practice field. Chris Bell, the third-round receiver from Louisville who tore an anterior cruciate ligament last November, came off the non-football injury list and practiced Tuesday for the first time as a professional. Limited in a red no-contact jersey, 3 team period routes and no targets, per Poupart. Hafley kept expectations flat. There's still a lot of steps to go. He's got to get in football shape. Bell's version was looser. I haven't played football in a little minute. Friday's preseason finale against Atlanta remains an open door for him. The rest of the injury ledger, briskly. Rookie edge Trey Moore left Saturday with an ankle injury and rookie back Ollie Gordon with an apparent oblique, after a hard-running night that included a called-back touchdown, per Poupart and Brian Miller. While Thursday's practice claimed linebacker Tyrell Dodson, receiver A.J. Henning, and guard James Esther, whose lower leg injury became a waived injured designation by Friday. Back in July, we previewed Miami's season as an audition, $45 million guaranteed to a quarterback with 6 career starts, so the franchise could buy information nobody else has. And we've been checking that read against camp every week. A 7-sack Thursday is the audition working, not failing. Adverse film is information too, and the week's real complication is everything behind Willis, where the backup plan currently consists of an injured rookie contract arm, a third quarterback with split reviews, and a workout list. Miami brought in 6 players Wednesday, 2 of them quarterbacks, per Dolphins Talk, and signed none of them. One more check before the season. What to watch next? whether a veteran quarterback is on this roster by cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and whether Willis plays Friday's finale against Atlanta or has already banked his exhibition sample. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.